For tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday afternoon, May the 29th, 1983. Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campground, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Bill Smith of Fort Worth, Texas, is the teacher of the afternoon.
Hadn't this been a wonderful camp meeting? I tell you, it's been tremendous. I trust that I have fit in since that I've been here. I tell you, I appreciate what God is doing here. I'm seeing people that are being delivered, set free, being helped. And I've seen the countenance, I've observed and seen the countenance on many that's been changed since I've been here. We praise the Lord for that. I know that this is a tremendous labor. And Brother Jay talking about our voice, I tell you, we preach a couple hours or maybe thereabout, and then we minister a long time after that, and these old voices, they just get to wearing down, don't they? But I'm grateful today that I know that one day, when I get my glorified voice, I won't have to worry about that. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we are so grateful for what God is doing, and I'll tell you, I observe structure many times, and I know that I feel that the Lord has called me many times to be a balance in the body of Christ. I've asked God to help me to flow out to the infected zones of the body throughout the land to bring healing in areas that there's need to be healing brought. We thank God for that. But I notice many times, you know, we see this in Luke 6, talking about the house that was built upon the sand and the house that was founded upon the rock, and every area of the house was tested. And I'm here to say today that every area of your house will be tested. Praise the Lord. But I think as we were getting the First National, Fort Worth National Bank building that was built there in Fort Worth, it went up to, I think, 37 stories high. Now we've got the Continental National building there that went up 51 stories high, I believe, there in our city. But, you know, folks, there's much concrete that's down under that surface that you and I don't see. And as I observe and I look at this structure here, I'm not speaking of this here, but I'm speaking of the structure and leadership that I am seeing, because I want you to know, you are looking at a church man. There is only one way to the kingdom, and that is through the church. And there is only one thing that Jesus said, I am going to build. Jesus said, I am going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And so I think of the structure as I've heard different things as our brother has laid down and Sister Irma has laid down. And I want you to know you can have the beautiful structure, but if it's not founded upon God, it's worthless. It's worthless. And so I appreciate the structure of this work here in Lake Hamilton. Praise the Lord. And I praise God for what He's doing. And I'm just grateful that you're here. And I trust that I have been a blessing to you. And I know that you've been a blessing to me. And I trust when we leave tomorrow that we'll leave just a third of here of what we'll take back home with us. Because, folks, I came for two purposes. That is to be a blessing and to receive a blessing. I learned a long time ago, it's not just gimme, 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 but Lord, you help me to be a blessing to your body. Praise the Lord. Now,
has to leave right in a few minutes. I promised him and I forgot.
Amen.
That's a good breaking place to pray for Ray before he goes away. For a few days.
And he wants the Lord to give him wisdom and guide him and direct him while he goes to visit some of his family.
Father God, we lay hands upon our brother right now. Father, we give him a charge right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we would charge him for the days that lie ahead. Father, that you would move and mold and direct and guide his life, Lord. Lord, that his life will be very fruitful for your service, Lord, in every encounter that he encounters, Lord. Lord, that he would be prosperous in that area, Lord. And we give glory and honor unto you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Glenn has asked me about ministering on the gifts. Every local church, every local body must have the gifts of the Spirit in it. There are 9 gifts of the Spirit. There are 9 fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5. 9 is a number of fruit bearing. Paul says in the book of Romans, chapter 1, Paul says he's longing that he may come and impart, for I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. This afternoon, after that we're through ministering on the gifts, we are going to have you to come through the line, and we're going to lay hands upon you. Then Paul, talking and dealing with son Timothy, he said he wanted to stir up the gift that was within him. Now, brother and sister, if you have the Holy Ghost, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, you should have one or more gifts resident in your life. And it not lying dormant, but active. Sister Irma said the other morning, quoting, I believe it was, 1 Corinthians 14, how is it, brethren, when you come together? I have had people from all over the land in this year of 1983. I don't know how many times that I've been told since I have been here in Lake Hamilton, Brother Smith, I am sick and tired of playing church. I am sick and tired of a form. Brother and sister, I want you to know God is sick and tired for you and I getting a program and say, God, here is my program. Would you please come and conform to my program? I'm not going to do that. If it's going to be a program, I'm going to sit home and watch Matt Dillon, and I can tell you what's going on anyway. Isn't that the truth? All right. So now you say, I don't want a program. Now, folks, I want to say to you and I this afternoon, you and I can be a revival right in the midst of a desert. Spiritually. Brother, I am going to be a revival by the helping grace of God every place that I go. Now, how can you get away from a form? Come on, Pastor, we have come here, we've gotten our pew, and my mother sat here before I sat here. Now, Pastor, we've come here, now you get up and do your thing. Brother, it's every one of us are responsible when we come into the house of God that we have something to add to the church. If Brother Glenn has to get up and do it all, Brother Glenn's going to be the only one key. And we're not doubting at all that God doesn't use Brother Glenn. We praise God for what he gave us this morning. We praise the Lord for that. But on the other hand, there's got to be many other offices in the church in operation if we're going to see an end-time church. Because I can show you all through the Bible. Now, I don't know if you can handle this or not. There is, in the Word of God, in the Old Testament, as well as in the New, that there is something that is preserved for this last son that's being born. We look and we see David, the last son. We see Joseph, who was a man that was of the type of Christ in the Old Testament. Joseph was a man that was a dreamer. He had revelations from God. But all the time, here is Jacob. Joseph had his ministry. But you know, Glenn, he was going to follow tradition. He came and he brought his sons by their birthright and brought them unto Jacob. Jacob's eyes had become dim, but his spirit had not. So he brought them in line, the one for the right hand, the other one for the left hand. No, sir. But you see, in the beginning, there was a prophecy that was given to Jacob and to Esau, because the eldest son of the household, if you please, was named Eleazar, who was to receive the blessing. Ishmael is older than Isaac, but he gave Ishmael blessings, but he gave Isaac all that he had. We come to, and the prophecy was given and said, now look, the elder shall serve the younger. So then Joseph, he knows the ways of God. So this is why I'm pointing out to you that we need your gift in operation. I know that God has called me to a pulpit ministry. Called me to be a preacher. He's called me to be a minister to his body. And I praise God. I treasure that calling in him. But on the other hand, look at Jacob of old. He crosses those hands over and he imparts that right hand blessing like that. Why? Brother, I want you to know it's not for you and I to sit around and rust out. I'd rather wear out for God any day is to sit around and rust out. So Jacob, the Bible said he was a dying blessing. Paul fought it to the bitter end. And brother, there is no way for you and I to quit either. So we too. So this is why that we need your gift in operation in the church today. Regardless of how the ministry that's within the church, we still need all of the gifts, and none of us has all of the gifts. Now let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts. Now, I know that people want to try to bring this down onto a level of natural gifts. But brother and sister, this is spiritual gifts. Brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore? I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Now let's notice as we look into this. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Now, in prophecy, it's a possibility that you might start off the prophecy in one way and I might start it another way, but it's still talking of the same thing. You see, you might put your gravy on top of your biscuit and I might put my gravy under mine, but it's still biscuits and gravy. So now there is different ways of administration, but it is the same Spirit. Now, let's notice as we go on down into this. But the men, and these are diversities of operations, but is the same God, which worketh all in all, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kind of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. Now, here are nine spiritual gifts that we have read to you. But now, you that are taking notes, they are three divisions in these nine spiritual gifts. Now, I want you to write these down, and by the help of the Lord, we're going to go real slow. Alright? There is a three divisions knowing. Alright? Now, I'm going to give you the three gifts that brings you and I to knowing what is in the church. Alright? Wisdom, knowledge, and discerning of spirits. That is in the knowing ministry. Now, don't nobody throw no book at me, but I've seen ministry get up and say, in a congregation like this, and they'll say, the Lord shows me that someone here has got a headache. Brother, I can't miss without this big of a congregation. Come on, our God is not that dumb, nor neither is he that little. If God is big enough to let me know that you've got a headache, he's big enough to let me know who it is. Come on, let's don't just copy somebody else. Brother, let's know by the Spirit of God. Now the knowing, wisdom, knowledge, discerning of spirits. Now why? When you discern spirit, did you know that there is a knowledge in knowing how to deal with these things? And it takes wisdom in dealing with this facet of the gifts. I have been in my pulpit at home, and as they entered in through the vestibule coming up into the auditorium, immediately I could discern the spirits that was in those people. I didn't have to shout. I didn't have to run back there and knock them down with nothing. But I could just step out there and under my own breath, and nobody else knew it, take authority over that spirit that was come in to that place. Now, but remember that spirit was there, but I just took authority of, to make him hold his peace so he didn't interfere with the service. You see what I'm saying? We had an Apache Indian come running into our church last Sunday night, a week ago tonight. He come running in there, and he was going through his rituals and in devil worship. I would not allow that spirit to be imparted within our congregation. Immediately, I ran between him and the congregation. No, we preachers, we just drive fine cars, eat fried chicken, wear fine clothes. No, sir, we take the devil right by the horns. I am not afraid of the devil. I want you to know, I know by the Spirit of God to take that shield that there will not be an inner penetration into my spirit from that enemy. I ran between him and I started dealing with him, and so he began to do his devil worship, and I grabbed him and I hid out the vestibule with him. The elders jumped up, and I said, you'll have to leave because we'll not allow this in our worship service. But we will deal with you downstairs or in one of the other rooms in out from the auditorium. So he got smart at me then. He said, you hurt my arm when you grabbed me. And I said, sir, if you don't listen to me, there's going to be more than your arm is going to be hurting. Because as steward, as pastor over that flock, I will not let one faulty sheep come in and tear that service up when there's others that wants to be fed the word of the Lord. So the elders took him downstairs and they dealt with him. Praise the Lord. Now, so you see, there is knowing and how in dealing with these situations. Some people get a little bit of understanding of a gift, and they got to prove to everybody in the congregation that they have that gift working in their life. That gift will never grow and develop and mature in that life as long as they're using it as a toy. Now let's go into the power gifts. All right? The power gifts is faith, gifts of healing, miracles. Is that okay? Anybody need them repeated? The power gifts. See, there's the knowing, the power, and the revelation gifts. Faith, gifts of healing, and miracles. Faith is something that just doesn't mix. Brother Glenn was quoting this morning, I believe, about the mustard seed faith. Oh, yes, we have glory in seeing how small those little mustard seeds were. When you put them into the earth, I'll tell you, the ground, it just takes them in and you can hardly see that they're there. But you see, God has placed you and I the same thing. We are not the majority, folks. We are the minority. But we are not to allow, even though that we're outnumbered and the odds are against us, we are to act like everything is for us. Because if God be for you, who can be against you? Who can be against you? Now, gifts of healing. Now, they belong to the church. The Bible teaches us that the healing is the children's bread. The Bible teaches us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, that he bore our sins upon a tree, and by his stripes we are healed. We thank God for that, these power gifts. We have a little young boy in our church. When he was born, about 4 months old, something like this, he had cancer. They put him back in the hospital, and they said, so I was there at the hospital because his grandmother had been a real mother in our church for years and years, and she's still there. And I know that Brother Glenn and Sister Irma, they seen the young boy there, but we don't go around putting our pictures in magazines. Because, after all, there is no big I, Bill Smith, and little old bitty Jesus. Brother, I want to see him increase day by day that I can decrease. Let's quote the scripture right. If he don't increase, I can't decrease. And so, I was there at the hospital. Well, the mother and father were so hurt because they wanted this little boy so bad. The doctor said, well, this is it. So they said, we might as well send him home, but there's nothing else we can do for him. On this Sunday morning in our church, I picked up this baby. My heart was crushed. Little old head was just as pointed and just as yellow like a lemon. And my heart was crushed. I picked it up and I said, God, you said in this word, right here, you said signs shall follow them that believe. And I know that churchianity has got, they follow signs. But that's not the Bible. And I said, Lord, if I am not a believer in what you say that your word is, make me a believer now. I picked up this little boy in my arms, and I began to just offer him up unto the Lord, just in my arms. I said, Lord, I'm offering you as a praise. About that time, it felt like that the Spirit of the Lord picked me up off from the floor in our auditorium at our church. And God gave us a miracle with that child. He's 8 years old now, running around the church, and we're doing any remodeling and everything. Grandma and Mama comes down there and everything. He comes around there, and I got a claw hammer. He run around. He said, Brother Smith, I'm going to help you. Sometimes he's in the way, but I thank God for that miracle. Now, the gift of healing. Healing is a gradually healing. But it doesn't hurt God to give you a miracle. That's instantly. Amen. Like that. So, I've seen gradually healing. Day by day, I seen Glenn Miller saying it over here from a burn in the meeting that I was here about a year and a half ago. His face was all burning by the end of that service. His face was all cleared up. Is that right, Brother Glenn, from the trailer house? I believe caught on fire. I understand he maybe was pulling a propane tank out or something or another. And they had told me, and I seen God bring that healing to Brother Glenn. But one time in the mission field, it's been a little over a year ago now, I got poisoned. I don't know if people can go around and tell tales. Said, look, those are Americans, and they're down here publishing propaganda, and so let's get rid of them. I can't say that because I don't know. All that I know that I got food poisoned. And so I was gotten my vehicle, and I headed for the jungles, and I got so deathly sick, so I pulled over side of the road and parked. So minute by minute by minute, I became sicker and sicker and sicker. So pretty soon, I had not enough strength that I could even walk. And I crawled from the back of my vehicle. I prayed every prayer, Glenn, that I could even think of praying. I even tried to get very religious and tried to muster up some pretty prayers. And I still crawled on my hands and knees away from that vehicle. And I crawled out to the woods. And I said, God, I know that I've got a word from you. And Lord, I just don't believe that you're through with me yet. But I can't handle this no longer. I went into those woods and I laid there. And I would even lay there on the bed in the back of the first before I went to the woods. And I even couldn't no longer talk very much. And so I would just start trying to think of some of the most beautiful psalms in the Bible. Said, that'll work now. You know, the Lord will hold no good thing from them that will walk uprightly. Psalms 84:11.
Amen.
All of those things. But brother, when I got out there and I said, God, this is it. I can't go no further. And I said, Lord, set me free now. About that time, there was a surge of the Spirit of God came into my being. I jumped up off from there, and there was strength that I never knew that I ever had before. And I ran back to my vehicle. I was shouting. I was leaping because, brother, I was in a place. You said, Brother Smith, we got ambulances here. Brother, I didn't have nothing in the jungle, just me and God alone. I didn't have no strength to even drive to a town. And if I got to a town, I wouldn't have known where the doctor was, and I wouldn't know how to tell him what was wrong with me. But brother, God gave me a miracle right then and there. And people have emphasized and said, I've got the gift of miracles and so on and so on. Brother, they belong to the church. So if I've got gift of healing and you have gift of miracles, I need that gift working within my life and working within the church, that I myself, I can be ministered to by that gift. So you see, if I have one part, I still need you. All right, now that is the power gifts. Now let's look at the revelation gifts from the Spirit of God. Prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. Did I go too fast? Tongues and interpretation equals to prophecy. Just about 7 weeks ago now, I believe it was, Billy Graham was preaching a crusade. So the preliminaries had been quite lengthy, and so Billy Graham was going to close off his message and leave out two of the points that he wasn't going to point on. So there were two young brethren, one on one side of the congregation, the other one on the other side of the congregation. And so one stood up and gave a message in tongues. The other one stood up on the other side and gave the interpretation of the tongues. It was the other two points of the message that Billy Graham was going to preach. The announcer said to Billy Graham, said, what seems to be the most unique thing that's happened to you since you've been in the ministry? And this is what Billy Graham said, that the two vessels out there brought forth the other points of his message unto the congregation. How many knows that Billy Graham needed that? He needed that. Brother, I want you to know, speaking in tongues is not a bunch of jabbers. Brother, that's a prayer language that nobody else can get in on that line. That is a direct line unto God himself. Now, divers kinds of tongues. Well, let's deal with prophecy. Prophecy is to bring a message from God unto humanity. Prophecy is to reveal the mind of God unto the church. And where there is no prophecy, some translation says the church is naked. But I am here to say today that prophecy in these days is very popular. And it's one of the most misused gifts that there is in the Bible. People use prophecy for their own personal gain. I was in a meeting a few months ago. They were receiving offerings. So they got up there, and this minister that was used quite a lot in prophecy, he was giving prophecy, then those that were given $20 bills, he was giving them good prophecy. I don't know, you could say it was rebellion in me if you want to. I had my billfold out in my hand like this year because I want to help support the kingdom of God. And you know, Penny, there's something about this. Those that give has always got it to give. So when he was giving away $20 prophecies, I put my money back in my billfold and put my billfold back in my pocket. I'm not for sale and I'm not buying no prophecies. And brother and sister, I have seen men since that I've been in the ministry that I've ministered with, they prophesied, and I also seen them take all of the offering. I came home and had pity parties over it because I got exactly nothing. I paid my own plane ticket and everything. And when the pastor invited me to come and said, we will take care of everything, and I got exactly nothing. Go home crushed because they got the money and I didn't get anything. But you know what? I thank God that I'm not the one that's keeping books. And I thank God that he blesses me in spite of myself sometimes. Hello there, I'm talking to you. I rung your doorbell.
Oh, glory.
And today, the same ministry that took all the money and left, and I got exactly nothing. God has blessed us and blessed us and blessed us. And God has opened more doors and more doors. And God just blesses us in force of in every angle. And today, I see him going in reverse. He's still in the land today, but he's going in reverse. Brother, I want you to know you walk with God, and he will reverse the charges. He will reverse the charges. Now, diverse kinds of tongues. Prophecy is one of the most grateful ministries that's in the church. Speaking in tongues is wonderful. You remember how the Baptists used to fight the tongue talkers? And I'm going to tell you something. They had some of it coming. I can remember as a small boy being in churches, and Glenn, all they did was talk in tongues, and there was no interpretation. I didn't know what was going on. But when you're talking in tongues, you are edifying yourself. You are building up yourself. Many times you will speak in tongues before you prophesy, but then there will be a growth and development in you that you won't even speak in tongues before you prophesy. You'll just begin to start edifying the body of Christ. But when you're speaking in tongues, you're only edifying yourself. But in that same vein that I'm talking about, I can remember when they stood up and they said, I'm so glad that God saved me, saved my wife, and saved Johnny and Susie. That's how selfish they were. And they were edifying themselves. Brother and sister, if you're blessed, I am blessed. If you are delivered, brother, I am blessed and I'm helped. Because if you please, what we're dealing in this prophecy, if there is a word that's given to any individual that's in this church, if there is a word in that word that's given to them, that you need, that you have need of, you take that home with you and you apply it to yourself. Because the prophecy, that individual is in the body, And brother, we are all members of the same body. So you take it home with you. Now, diverse kinds of tongues. 3 years ago, next month, I was in Mexico, and I guess after all, you know, I am pretty wild. One place called me a Texas hurricane. Then someone said, that's the biggest little preacher I've ever seen. And someone said, man, I don't like him at all. That's all right. That's all right. But I was in Mexico. This man came to me. He worked with me day and night. We had prayer meetings many times at night, wee hours in the night, dealing with certain things and everything. So this brother, he was of another flavor. You see, I like ice cream, and sometimes I like different flavors. So he was of another flavor. And he said, you know, he would talk to me day after day, and he'd say, you know, Bill, there's hope for you. He said, you really do love God. Every day he was trying to get me to join his thing. Brother, I ain't joining nothing except forces with the Lord Jesus Christ that I can be made a part of this army that's going to march to the land and not break rank. Amen. So he kept on dealing, and so then he gave me a book. Well, and I didn't have time to get to read that book, little bitty book. So he said, did you read it? And I said, no. So I knew he was going to say, but I will. So I got this book, and I read it then. So it was so such dire need until this man just went and got fixed up in the night. So what he was wanting to do, even as we got through ministry, that he could just take me and he could baptize me and everything and get me fixed up in the night. So we was going to minister in Guadalupe, Victoria, Mexico, in the country of Tamaulipas. So this night, he gets up there and they said, you're going to minister, aren't you? He said, you know what I've got here? And I don't have a thing. So he turned to this other brother. He said, what? You can minister tonight, can't you? And so he said, no. But he said, there's one thing that I will do. I will interpret. And Bill can minister tonight. And I want you to know as we begin to move on out into the depths of God that night. The only time this has ever happened to me in my life. I got so far out into the Spirit in ministering that night in that jungle there. Until I forgot I had an interpreter. I didn't even know there was one around. God so took me out in the Spirit and I began to minister to them in their own language. I never knew what had took place, and when I came to myself, I was holding to the back of the wall in the church because my legs had become just like spaghetti. I had become so weak and such as the presence of God until I couldn't hardly see anything. I couldn't, everything just looked cloudy every way that I looked. And when I came to myself at the back of that building, there was not a one sitting nowhere within the church. They were all lying down on the ground, and they had wept puddles of tears in that ground. And they said that the rapture of the church is taking place because that man don't know this language. That's resident of the Holy Ghost. All right? So, but I didn't want to have a bad spirit about it, so I was not able to drive home because I had no strength left in this physical body. Because, brother, when the Spirit of God overtakes this body, you are rendered helpless. Amen. In your physical strength. All right? So then this brother from our church, he drove me to the little house where we were staying. The next morning, this man came to go to the post office to see if he got any mail. He came up there to the house. This man that we were staying there with, the missionaries, said to him, says, James, so you seen what God did last night through Bill. Said, what do you think that would have really happened if Bill had really been saved? He dropped his head, and from that day to this day, that man has never tried to convert me. So you see, God didn't only do that for me, folks. God did it for him. So the same thing goes for Billy Graham. Billy Graham needs to know, brother, that there is a fatherness in preaching just the gospel of repentance. It's wonderful that we come to the place of repentance, but there's more to it than that. Let us go on. So, this is why that the gifts are so needful unto the church. Now, let's notice verse 11. But all these worketh that one, and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. God will give you the gifts that he can trust you with. People say, Brother Smith, I sure like the word of knowledge. I sure love the discerning of spirits. Do you know the reason why that God can't give a lot of people the word of knowledge and discerning of spirits? This is kind of common and crude, but it's the truth. They have the diarrhea of the mouth. Brother, you go into many congregations and you don't say everything that you see. God is a gentleman. And so therefore, God can't trust you with it because you don't know when to keep your mouth shut. But brother, God's raising up able ministry because the reproach from the church is being removed. All right? Now, severally as he will. The Bible also tells you and I to covet the best gift. All right, for as the body is one, verse 12, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we all baptized into one body. Whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, and whether we have been made to drink of into one Spirit. For the body is one member, not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am the hand, I have not need of the body. It is therefore not of the body. Now, I have been told that if you get the big toe cut off from your foot, or it has to be amputated in some way, that you can't balance your walk. Brother, if you are the foot, you still need me if I'm the hand. You can walk, but you can't minister unto yourself. Try to feed yourself with your feet. You're going to make a mess. You try to do everything in the church by yourself, and brother, you're going to get a click. You're going to get a one-sided affair. Brother, I want you to know, you and I can see an incident out there, and we're going to see the same incident, but we won't see it the same way. So that's not true. How about the four Gospels? They're talking about the same thing. Now, and if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. Ear. So you see, folks, if you're an ear in the body, you're just as important as the hand. Now, if the whole body was an eye, where would they hearing? If the whole were hearing, where are the smell? Where were the smelling? You know what the smelling is? That's the discerning of the Spirit. I smell potatoes cooking. I smell a fire. That is discernment. Now, brother and sister, this is why that God is bringing forth such keen discernment in the body today. Because, brother, there are many spirits that's out there. And I know that many people are looking for the Antichrist to rise up over out of Russia somewhere. And that's all that he wants you to look at. Brother, while you're looking over at Russia for Antichrist to rise up, he's rising up among us. It's a religious system, folks. It's going to rise up among us. But if he can keep us looking for an individuality, that's what we're going to be looking for and missing. Brother, God's giving us the smelling, the discernment that we're going to know the Spirit that's rising up within the earth among us. All right? Now, but now God has set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased Him. I'm not going to go to Lake Hamilton Bible Conference Camp because I don't like Glenn and Irma Miller. Brother, if God told you to come down here, He didn't ask you if you like Glenn and Irma. He don't have to get your permission either. He is the boss. God said He was going to give us pastors after His heart, not yours. Hello there. Brother, if God sends you down here to for Glenn and Irma to be helped, brother, you're not going to get no help no other way. Don't tell me that Naaman couldn't have dipped in some other lake or some other river. Brother, God told him where to go dip and told him how many times to dip. And when he came out of there clean. All the leprosy removed. So you see, brother, He has fixed this as it pleased Him. There is some ministry that you may not like. But brother, did God say you had to like them? He's placed them in there as it's pleased Him. Pleased Him. Because, you see, if I was going to call me, I wouldn't have called me because I know how no account that I was. And so were you. If you were up and out or down and out, you were still in the pit where I came from. But now, as it has pleased Him, in these gift ministries, there are a lot of ministry that can shine so bright before the congregation because of their personality and still not shining before God at all. I can tell you of a man that I know of that lived out on the south side of our city toward Barleston, Texas. This man can come into a congregation and where there is a flow of the anointing of God, that man, Glenn, can reveal everything that's within a person. But you know what? You go in there, and when there's not no anointing in him, step up by himself. Brother, that man will go up in witchcraft just as quick as you can snap your finger. Because where he's not walking it out before God. He's in the spirit of deception. You say, well, now how do you cope with that? Brother, when Saul was rejected as king, and when he got down there where the anointing was and where the prophets were prophesying, Brother Saul prophesied too. What was he doing? He's prophesying in the overflow of the anointing that was upon them. Everything that glitters is not gold. It's not to play with. So now, if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet one body? The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. I want to share something with you. A few years ago, in fact, about 18 years ago, I was in Beaumont, Texas. There was a great man of God that had been pastoring there, and he's gone on to be with the Lord now. But anyway, this man had a son that was mentally retarded. Glenn, he had no earthly mind whatsoever. He'd go into the fellowship hall, and he'd arrange a table, take the tablecloth off, and then rearrange it, and pick it up, and put it back, and just rearrange it constantly. So these people were very wealthy people. Brother, they had a mansion down there. So they asked me if I would want to stay in there with this mentally retarded boy, because we were about the same age then. And so I thought, man, I don't think I can handle that. So I said, well, if you don't mind, I'd like to just go ahead and stay at the dormitory where the rest of the ministry is. Brother, I want you to know that little old young man there, none of us would want to be around him whatsoever for us naturally. He had no natural mind. But Glenn, the Spirit of God would move upon that young man. He would go to you and he'd tell you a chapter and a verse in the Bible to give to you. And brother, that chapter and verse would be the very one that brother, you had been longing and crying out to God for. He had no earthly mind, but brother, there was a God that had a hold of his spirit. I didn't understand it. But it was God's doing, so how could I question him? Because I saw it. and I saw it in action. All right? Now, many times people say, look, I just have the ministry of helps. So therefore, I don't prophesy. So I'm just going to be quiet. Brother, that ministry of help, we need it as much as any other ministry that's within the church today. Look at the ministry of helps that goes on in preparation for this convention, this camp. Ministry of helps back there in that kitchen. And all of these things. Brother, God is holding them all before Him. Brother Ern Baxter, and I'm sure that Glenn and Irma knows him. He's from Canada, pastor in Chicago. I believe he's in Canada now. Ern Baxter, one time, he's a great man of God, great teacher of the Word of the Lord. He had having such success in ministering the Word of the Lord. One day, Ern Baxter's mother went home to be with the Lord. But you see, Ern was out getting all the popularity. He was the, you know, the big, the long finger, the big evangelist. Everybody was just loving Ern for his word that he had. But brother, he had a mother that was in that prayer closet every day that was laying before God to make Ern the blessing in the body of Christ. But one day God called Ern's mother home. Ern stood up to the pulpit to do his thing and nothing come out. Ern goes around and he begins to take inventory. He says, Lord, what's the matter now? God said, Ern, you're going to have to pray now. I took your prayer warrior home. Hello there. Hello there. Brother, I want you to know there's a great need of prayer warriors for the ministry in the land today. Brother, we're not super dupers. We just have a ministry that God has placed us in. We dress just like you do. We're human beings like you are. We are not infallible. But brother, if we fall, we carry a whole church down with us. If you fall, we lost a saint. But if a minister falls, he tears down everything surrounding. So you see, we need you folks. We need every one of these gifts in the church today. All right? Now, for our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together and give a more abundant honor to that part which lacks. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And in your margin there it says, our division on the word schism. Now, skip on down to, we can't skip. And where the one member suffer, all members suffer with it. Our one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. There's a precious little young lady that's in our midst. Ever since that I've been in this camp, I have suffered with this little young lady because there's such a dire need in being set free. That young lady is a part of me because she's a part of the body of Christ. I even went in my room back here and I've cried out to God laying in that bed, God, somehow, some way, let us reach her, Lord, that we can set her free, that you can walk in the liberty of God. I've got two precious daughters. They have no problems that I know. They're walking with God, flowing with God. But brother, my heart goes out because I'm not the only duck that's on the pond. When they suffer, Brother Glenn, I suffer with them. I've walked out in those mission fields driving in cars that I've rented, seeing patched clothes on top of patches the whole time. Brother Glenn rolled back with the down and stick my hand out the window. And I said, God, I pronounce prosperity upon those people. Come on, folks. God's got enough for all of us. And if you're suffering, I'm going to suffer with you because we're going to carry this load together until we get this load to Calvary and we're going to see every need being met. Hallelujah. Suffer. I'm sick and tired of this selfishness. Me, Silent Susie, is saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and that's all that I'm worried about. Brother, until you can weep over somebody else's children like you can weep on your children, you need to be right down here at this altar and let us pray for you. When you can't weep over some other mother's daughter or some other father's son like you can weep over your own, you need to be down here. Hallelujah. Suffer for the other. I laid in there till my pillowcase on my bed was wet the other night from the tears because of this certain little young lady. My heart's been crushed. I hate to see something, Penny, that I can't reach and turn around for God. But until I can get their attention, I can't do it. And it grieves me. But see, then so people can go around so relaxed, everything's going fine. Because everything in their household's all right. Brother, God's bringing a change in His body. He's bringing a change. Because, brother, we're coming to a place that we're going to weep and howl between the porches and the altar for the body of Christ. Hallelujah, because it's come a time again that we weep. Because the oil, the corn, the offerings has been cut off. I'm not talking about finances in the Church of the Living God today. And we as leaders, we can have what we want to have in these churches. It's time for us to rise up to take our place in there. Now let's notice what he said. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. God has set some in the church. First apostles, second prophets, thirdly teachers. And after that, the miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all prophets? Are all apostles, all prophets? Are all teachers? All workers of miracles? Having all the gifts of healing, and do all speak with tongues, do all interpret? Folks, God wants every one of us to speak in tongues. Verse 4, 14th chapter, 1 Corinthians. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. But he that prophesieth edifieth the church. I would that ye all speak with tongues, but rather that ye prophesy. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret that the church may receive edifying. Brother Glenn, some time ago, I was at a revival center. Over there, I wasn't ministering. I just went to visit. I had some time off at home. And I want to see what's going on within the church. I went over there and this man had such a dire need of deliverance within his life. No leadership in this revival center in our city. A young lady wanted to help deliver the man. She jumps out there and she gets a hold of him. She feels the anointing of God. She just holds onto his hand and just dances all around him. Brother, that didn't do a thing for that deliverance for that young man. I didn't mean to do it, but I did it before I meant to do it. I went over and got over there and I said, "Sister, he don't need to be danced around. He needs to be delivered." How long are we going to bring reproach upon the Church of the Living God today? When are we going to stop and deliver groaning and travailing humanity and set them free and see the gifts are working in the church that's going to edify and build up the Church of the Living God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The church. Then we're going to look on down to the 12th verse of the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Even so, ye, for as much ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. You understand that edifying means to build up. Anything that's not building up is cutting down as from the enemy. So you see, folks, there is development in every area, in every facet of our lives. There has not been much prophecy, personal ministry, and so on in the camp. Sometimes God has it that way. Sometimes God brings us together and He wants us just to have the Word of God that we can really get grounded in the precious Word of the Lord.
But brother and sister, every one of you have come from every background. You've come from many states. As they were talking about this morning, a lady came, a precious sister came and sat down by me at the dinner table, and I believe she was from Greenland, I believe. Right. Alaska. And was talking to me. Brother, we've come from every background that there is here. But when we go home, brother, let's seek to edify and to build up the church where that we're at and worship God. Because we've got to come together in the body, brother, that we've got to set the world free from this place that it's in today. And I want to repeat again. If there's something in me that I need to be ministered to every time that I come to service, brother, there's an inward sickness in my spiritual walk with God. And I am saying again, I'm not against you if you need deliverance here this afternoon. But the thing of it is, you come to the place that you don't need deliverance in those areas, that you can be able, that you can deliver somebody else. Grow up that you can edify and build up somebody else. Set them free. This is what it's all about. So God wants to bring us into this level. And I know this afternoon, the gifts are a teaching that the church needs throughout the land and everything, because you and I need it. We need the revelation gifts, the revelation of God speaking to us. We need the power gifts working in our life, and then we need the knowing ministry working in our life. You see, I can work on this watch here, and I can put a new crystal in it or have it done. Said, oh, that will sure make my watch pretty. And no doubt it will change the looks of the watch. But if the watch don't run, brother, it needs more than the crystal worked on. Come on. Brother and sister, so we've got to know where the problem is. And when you locate the problem, and then you've got half the battle won. How many times when you're ministering and delivering, and when you discern the problem, and then you know where to combat and come against the thing? This is what God's bringing us into. Brother Glenn, are we just going to stand and have them to come by and lay hands on them as they come through? Praise the Lord. How many would like to just come by? We know that there is quite a congregation here this afternoon. But you would just like to have hands laid upon you. Brother and sister, you impart what you have, whether it's good or bad. Come on. You impart what you have. Brother, this afternoon, sisters, we'd like for Brother Glenn and the other ministry that has the gifts in operation in their life, that you would like to join us here. And you would like to come through for us to lay hands over them. Because Paul said, by the stirring up the gift that is within you by the laying on. So this afternoon, if you like, we'd like you to come through, we'll lay hands upon you, that God will stir up that gift that's in your life, if it's dormant, or that God will impart a gift unto you that you have not been working in. Praise the Lord. So, if you would, Brother Glenn, let's come. Is there other minister here, Brother Glenn? You come through. We have been anointed of God. We didn't seek for this place. God just called us. You see, I wasn't a prophet, nor wasn't a prophet's son. My daddy's not. There's not a preacher in my family. Nowhere you can look for a preacher. I was just in automobile business, and God took me. Come on. That's what Amos said. All right? So we'd like for you to just maybe form a line and come through. How will we go, Brother Glenn, around that way? Father God, this afternoon, as we lay hands upon these two, Lord, to stir up the gift that's within them, Lord. Lord, even impartation unto them, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, that they'll be in a place that they can edify the church, and we'll give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Father, I have seen my brother in deliverance in this meeting since that I've been here, Lord. But Father, we stir up the gift of God in his life in a greater measure, Lord. Lord, that he can do a greater job in excelling within the church, to edify the church. Lord, even the place of worship where he is now, Lord. God, we stir up this gift within him in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, he has come, Lord. for hands to be laid upon him, Lord. And God, we lay hands upon him this afternoon, Lord, to stir him up in the manner to edify the church. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And Lord, that we'll see this gift in operation within his life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, this afternoon, as our sister has come, Lord, Father, we stir up this gift within our life, Lord. Lord, we feel that there is a gift already working within our life, Lord. But God, we stir it up into an excelling, Lord, into a greater measure, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Father, in Jesus' name, this afternoon, Lord, you have called us for this office. Lord, we lay hands upon our sister, Lord. Lord, that there would be such a work of edification that would be done within her life, Lord. Lord, that she would be a blessing in every area, in every facet of the place of worship where she's at, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we stir up this gift within her life right now. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Father, this young man, Lord, from the natural, it looks just the beginning of life. But Father God, today we know that there are many that's in the level where he is at, Lord. But God, that you would make him, oh God, head and shoulders in the things of thee, Lord. That he could be able to edify and to be a leader, Lord, in that place, Lord. Of leader even in the worship, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we start this gift in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name. And daughter, the country and where that thou art, thou look like it are encircled. And that there is no way that thou could even break out. But daughter, know thou this, that thou shalt break out, and yea, thou shalt even be a beacon light that shall be there, that many shall see the light shining, and they shall come to see what the light is all about, and in doing so, they shall be brought into that place. So daughter, allow thy light to shine bright and bright and brighter, that many around in the dark places where thou art, that they shall see this light, and they shall come for the light, said thy God. Father, and we start up this ministry. We start this ministry in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, God, for excelling, Lord. Lord, in that area, Lord, I see now in the Spirit, Lord, there's darkness and gross darkness upon those people, Lord. But God, we lay hands upon her today, Lord. Lord, that she will expel that darkness, Lord. And Lord, that your light will shine forth in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father, we have already discerned by the Spirit, Lord, there's such a hunger right here, Lord. Oh, God, for your precious word in growing and developing and maturing in you, Lord. Father, when he returns back home to that place of worship, Lord, that those round about can see that he's been with Jesus. Lord, not for no edifying of himself or puffing up of the flesh, but God and the people can recognize that he's been with the Lord. Now, Father, we stir up these gifts, Lord, that they will be in operation, Lord, to the edifying of the building up, and no tearing down and no discard in any way, but of the edifying of the body in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, first of all, we want to pray for healing right now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the stomach area right now, I come against every disorder upon the authority of God that's been delegated to us in Jesus' name. Father, I decree a miracle. I decree it to be so in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, now we stir up the gifts within her life, Lord. Lord, that she would be a blessing, Lord. in every area, in every facet of the services, Lord, within the place of worship, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Father, in the name of the Lord, Father, we feel that radiating of the Spirit of God from this vessel, Lord. God, you have charged her with your Spirit. But God, that this fire would even, oh God, encircle and take in the church, Lord. In the place of worshiping where she's at, Lord. Lord, that that would be a place to set going and travailing humanity free, Lord. And God, would stir this gifts up, Lord, into a greater measure in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name right now, Lord, we see a great accomplishment that has been accomplished. But God, I thank you this afternoon for the stirring up of his life, Lord. Even the very desire, the very cry of his life today, Lord. Lord, that we'll see the gift functioning, Lord, not just in small measures, but Lord, in the measure of maturity, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, this afternoon for our sister, Lord. God, we see and we discern that there's a crave and there's a hunger. Lord, we can even see as Job cried out, I desire his words more than my necessary food. But oh God, this afternoon, Lord. Lord, that we'll see, Lord, her stirred up in the gifts of our God. Lord, in such a manifestation, Lord, to bring forth life unto those that are round about. And even in her household, Lord, in Jesus' name. Yea, Lord. Yea, Lord. Yea, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name this afternoon, Lord, we know that you told us to be desirous of gifts, Lord. But Lord, the sheep that we edified to build up the church, Lord, the body. Oh, God, this afternoon as we lay hands upon our brother, Lord, we charge him right now, Lord. We charge him with thy Spirit, Lord. Lord, that he will edify and build up, Lord, in Jesus' name. And that this gift will come forth, Lord, in a greater measure. Lord, in the areas that's been lying dormant, Lord, we call for it, Lord, to come to surface, Lord, to edify and to build up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Son, thou dost have the ministry of health, and thou art willing to just do anything. It makes no matter. But, son, the Lord doth take notice, and he is pleased in thou doing that. But, son, I have given thee even a voice, and thou hast said, well, Father, I'm getting in years. But, son, thou must not look at the years, but thou must look at the one that shall restore thee and to take away those years of accumulation, and that thy voice would be given unto thee, yea, that thou would stand and to edify the church in worship also. Oh, yea, Lord. Father, we stir up this gift within our brother, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for this ministry. Lord, coming forth in a greater measure. Lord, we can see the results of it here in camp, Lord. But God, we're thanking you for even greater results, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, ye, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, as our sister has come before us, Lord, expecting to receive, Lord. Lord, don't allow her confidence to be shattered in any way, Lord. God, I come against all doubt. I come against everything that would be contrary to her in any way, in any facet of her being. And God, this afternoon we stir this gift that's within our life. Lord, that it will come forth in a greater measure in Jesus' name. And we charge her from this day forward, Lord. We charge her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful that you have blessed us with this ministry. Lord, she ministers to us in the manners that we can't do it at all. But God, as you talked to me the other day concerning her, Father God, I hedge her in right now from every fall. Father, I see the enemy that's working and lurking within the dark. But I bring it to naught, and then it does not exist. That there'll be no weapon that's formed against her any way that can prosper. And God, I bind every force of the enemy that would come against her in any way. In Jesus' name. And Lord, when the enemy tries to penetrate the shield, he'll find there's no way through. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, to stir up the gifts within her life, Lord. Lord, I even see a gift of prophecy that's within her life that I haven't heard since I've been here. And God, this afternoon, we stir up that gift as well. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen, amen. Oh, hallelujah. God, this one, Master, I see that this made many steps with many blessings, blessing the multitudes. And Father, I see so many things that she's done that's edified. Lord, has she not even said nothing about it? Lord, the things that she did for the body and nobody's known but just the local group and herself, she's never told nobody. Father, I know that you love and appreciate that within her. And God, she so blesses us in the way of music and the instruments, Lord, that we can't do ourselves, Lord, and we're so grateful that you gave her to us, Lord. But Father God, this afternoon, for pity, Lord, the need that she does have need of today, Lord. God, we claim it and we decree it to be so today, Lord. And God, the gift that's in our life, Lord, to come forth even in greater measure. And Lord, we see that you've made her an instructor, Lord, that, Lord, that you'll impart this ability unto them, Lord, that there'll be many in the land just like our sister, Lord, that can bring forth edification to your body. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Penny. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Daughter, the thing that has troubled thee when thou did leave there to come here, thou shalt even see that it shall be brought to naught. Even the accusation that's even been said that many of thou don't even know about, thy God hath crumbled them down. So daughter, think not it strange that thy God doth bring thee forth into a greater dimension. Because you see, daughter, this is thy day. This is thy day of visitation. That thou have been brought to this camp to be edified, to be built up, and to be brought forth in me in a greater measure, said thy God. Oh, Father, we stir up these gifts right now within our sister, Lord. God, that you would bring it forth in a greater measure. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, Master, move all of the timidness out of his life. Remove anything, Lord, that would be a hindrance from this ministry of coming forth, Lord. Lord, we even see the ministry of help, and we see even the ministry of giving within this vessel. Father God, I thank you today that we stir up the gifts of God in a greater measure within his life, Lord. Lord, that he come forth in the power and the demonstration of thy spirit, Lord, in every area and every facet of his being. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.
LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.